The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. You get to create the content right there on the front page of the website. All that stuff as you scroll down that was put there by listeners just like you. So when you find something online that you want to share with us and share with the rest of the listeners of Free Talk Live, just submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It can then be voted upon. Whether you like or dislike something, you can register your opinion over at freetalklive.com, and it's totally free. With you in our studio tonight, you've got Ian here with you.
Lauren, a.k.a. Objectivist Girl.
And Mark.
And we're going to jump right back into your calls. Now, actually, we have Lucas still with us in Raleigh, North Carolina, listening to Talk Radio 850. And actually, unfortunately, Lucas, Talk Radio 850 stops carrying the show at 9 o'clock. So your friends or family or whoever might be listening there in Raleigh won't be able to hear this hour unless they listen online at freetalklive.com.
But I wanted to get the archive, and you can play it for them if you'd like.
I wanted to bring you back on here. There was a lot of kind of scatter in the last segment with you, and I think what was causing that is there are three people in the studio here, and you were saying some pretty outrageous stuff, and I think people were a little caught up in that. So I'd just like to talk to you for just a moment here about one question I had that I didn't really get to speak on, and I don't think you had a chance to answer. If I did barely get to say something about it in the last segment, you had called in. Just a recap for our listeners who are just tuning in right now. You had called in to talk about truth and the media and what's being put out
there.
And what's being put out there in a lot of cases is not very truthful. It may even be full of holes. It may be conspiracy theory. It may just be, you know, out and out falsehoods, whatever. You had suggested that if people were doing that on the radio, that the radio stations who were complicit in that should have their licenses pulled. And presumably you would say the same thing about television stations as well. So it led me to wonder, you know, what is it that, how do you determine what the truth is? Is it whatever the government story is? Because I'm with you in being skeptical about conspiracy theory, and I think you made some good points about that at the very beginning of your call, and then things kind of went off the rails from there. So what is the truth, and how do you determine that?
Well, that's a good question. I'm really glad you asked how we determine the truth, because, you know, this is what radio talk show hosts who want to present conspiracy theories ought to begin with. Is how do we know what's true and what's not, and fully address that before they move into wild speculation. The way we used to do it as a country was twofold. One is, when people presented ideas, they would get a full airing and a review by their peers. So we didn't have just amateurs running around saying whatever they want and claiming that it had the same value as a scientist or a doctor, and the public believes them. You know,
can you tell me
other world?
Can you tell me the when this happened? Because I don't think that this really happened. I think that this is a idealized idea that you have about radio. Radio's been full of crap for a long time, and War of the Worlds is, sir.
For how long? How long do you think it's been full of crap?
When it hasn't been playing music, and I would also say.
Okay.
I would also say that if you're going to hold radio to this level and TV to this level, and I assume newspaper, but newspapers don't have licenses, so maybe you can't hold them to this level. But what about the Internet? I mean, the Internet is full of wild, crazy crap that makes radio look tame. By the are you going to send the DHS out to pull everybody's website license?
You want to send to the Internet, too?
Can I answer the question before I have several other people jump in? Okay, so here's what I think. Radio, because it's over our airwaves, this is the way we've treated it in the past, and it remains true that technically those are the public airwaves because they fly everywhere indiscriminately. We used to treat it this way. We used to also treat facts on television this way before it came cable. And once it became cable, the public no longer had the ability to say, well, you owe us something for using our airwaves. It became privatized. and it became possible for people to just present whatever they want and pay for it all day. What we used to do as a society is criticize those people and run them out of town on a rail. And now what we do is reward them and pay them hundreds of millions of dollars.
Well, I guess you're going to have to prove this to me. You're going to have to present the proof that that this occurred, that society ran people out on rails when they presented things that were not true.
Okay, well, let's wind the clock back to the 1960s when there were only four television stations, for example, and there were only, therefore, four groups really doing television news. News was much more tightly regulated in that era, not only by the federal government, but by the news corporations themselves, who viewed the first and most important thing they did as presenting news. And the reason that they thought it was so important to present news is when television stations were first licensed by the federal government, part of their license included a legal obligation to present a certain amount of educational programming every day, and to present a fair and balanced, which admittedly we can ask the question about how do you do that. It's difficult to do, so I don't want to get into something deep about the idea that I mean, it's not like I think there's some really clear way to solve the problem of people presenting fiction as fact.
Lucas, you seem to be hearkening back to the 60s or whatever, as though this was this grand time for news coverage. Are you really suggesting that we were better off when there were four choices rather than 40?
What I'm saying is that because we have 40 choices, we are not necessarily better off. And as soon as people begin to consider the possibility that 40, because with 40 choices, there's very little oversight from the general public about any of those. So, for example, with MSNBC, it's, 97% watched by liberals. And with Fox, it's, 97% watched by conservatives. And those groups don't have an interest in policing MSNBC and Fox.
Do you think that it's the general public that needs to be watching them or the government?
It is the general public. The government is... Can I answer the question, please?
It was a pretty simple question.
I know, so I want to answer it. If the general public is doing its
job... I didn't ask for an explanation. I just wanted to know.
I'm trying to finish my statement, and you can interrupt me and ask a different question if you want, but I want to answer the one you asked. I'm saying it's the general public. It's the general public's job to elect good people to run.
Lucas, thank you.
I'm sorry, Lucas. No.
Why do you think we got George Washington or Thomas Jefferson? We elected them.
Washington killed a bunch of people. What are you talking about?
Thanks for the call, Lucas. I did not elect those people.
Never have elected those people.
I don't know whether I would have elected them or not. maybe there were better people. I have no clue, but I suspect that George Washington got elected because he was a very successful general.
You know who I want to elect? Myself over my own life. That's what I want. I want
you
to be president
dreamer.
Of my own life. I know. I'm a crazy person for wanting to run my own life. That's insane.
Let's go to Terry. He's in Grand
Stop
Forks.
Stop breathing my public air.
Terry, you're on Free Talk Live.
I want to make a couple of points about your last caller.
Sure.
Number one, he sounds to me like you're just typical liberal who's mad because talk radio leans to the right and they no longer have control over it. I want to put a couple points. Number one, the fairness doctrine. The fairness doctrine was just a way to stop people who disagree with the mainstream from getting on the radio. Because if you had to match it up, they kept them off the air. Once the fairness doctrine was taken away, you saw what happened to talk radio. Now, whether you agree with the host and what they say is irrelevant. Number one, because it's America, we have a right to freedom of speech. If people get caught up in some of these conspiracy theories and they're wrong, that's their problem for not doing the homework. I don't want the government going back to control into who I can listen to on radio.
Absolutely.
Well, it's just going to kill radio, and it's going to kill TV.
He just wants
to drive everybody to the Internet where they're going to have the choices.
Where was AM radio, and whether you agree with them or not, what was AM radio doing, and what happened after Rush Limbaugh went on the air? Once again, whether you agree with them or not, when he went on the air and opened it up for everybody and the doctrine went away, look at AM radio now. It totally revived a dead market.
It did.
You're right about that, Terry.
Thank you for calling.
Good
thoughts. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want. You know, I didn't want to keep the other guy on for much longer, but I still want to know how you determine what the facts are. Is it only when an expert says something? How do you know that's true?
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Thank goodness. We are, over time, getting away from the idea of licensing. As you were pointing out earlier, Mark, the internet unlicensed. We had this guy calling earlier saying he thinks that radio stations and television stations should have their licenses pulled if any false information goes out over the airwaves, which of course
specifically
is
conspiratorial, but it, you know, went to sort of false.
Yeah.
In other words, we need to summon gods because, you know, human beings can't possibly be right.
Who would determine
24/7?
Right, and who would determine what is and what is not false? And
who would determine who a god is?
Brings us to all kinds of, you know, very difficult questions to answer. But thank goodness we're moving away from licensing. We're seeing more freedom because of the internet. That anybody who wants to can start up themselves a website. And just because you can start a website doesn't mean you're going to have credibility right out
there. Lots of blogs that nobody reads.
Yeah, exactly. But there is a pretty good site out there that actually cobbles together a lot of the great content out there on around the internet. It's freedomsphoenix.com. They're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies at freedomsphoenix.com every day. It's the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. They have up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. freedomsphoenix.com as we continue.
And how great they are. They are wonderful people.
Indeed. With your calls and thoughts here, let's jump into the phones, and we'll talk to Matt in Charleston, West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Matt.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Good.
Hey, I was just calling about 2 points. I didn't hear the entire conversation about the gentleman that just went off the air about the radio stations being full enough of a crap and the news media being all full of conspiracy theories. But I think that you guys, along with a lot of radio talk shows these days, do a very good job at looking at more than one view of a problem or a situation or what's going on in politics or in the world.
Well, thanks for that.
I don't
claim to have a a totally fair perspective or anything, and nor have I ever claimed for this to be a news show. But when we do talk about things on Free Talk Live, we do try our best to, you know, to understand what's going on. And of course, we always have open phones. So if you're listening out there and you're seething because we're totally getting something wrong, you can always pick up the phone and call in and join us on the air. So Matt, anything
as
else?
You witnessed.
Anything else you want to share?
I don't agree with everything you say, but I think you do a good job at that. Looking at all aspects. The other thing, I tried to call in a few nights ago when the hot topic was Ferguson issue, and it seemed to keep coming up in the media and on radio. And
that's a big deal.
It is. I agree. The thing that kind of triggered my irritation, I should say, is a couple things that I heard on Fox News that there was a couple of protesters going to support the officer and that they were taken away in cars. What gives the people in Ferguson that are irate over the incident more of a right to protest than the people to support the police?
Who is taking away the people
in
cars?
I haven't seen the news story that you're talking about.
Just to clarify.
I think the way that it sounded to me was that the police department put these people in cars and escorted them away from Florescent Street, or I believe that's the name of the street where the protests are taking place. And I think this has happened on two different occasions.
So just to clarify, I want to make sure I understand what you're saying. You're saying in Ferguson, Missouri, site of many protests right now, you're saying some people wanted to protest in favor of the police
protesters, essentially,
and they were taken away from a protest scene by the police and deposited somewhere else?
Correct.
Were they charged with anything, or did the cops just come up?
I think that they did it for their, and this is a broad spectrum, but I think that they did it for their safety.
Okay.
I would say that their safety was likely in danger. I just don't believe that you have an excuse to take people someplace against their will for their safety.
Well, it sounds to me like they got in.
Gotta protect the people that are in your favor.
Well, hold on. Yeah. It sounds to me like the people weren't taken against their will. It sounds like they got in willingly.
True, and that may be true. I just don't understand why would we not have the position to uphold their right to protest as well as the
I agree with you. No, I absolutely agree.
Yeah,
I think that
they should have just as much right.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if they want to go out there and wave signs in favor of the police, they should absolutely be free to do that. And then, of course, there will be likely conversations that will be had, videos will be recorded. And I imagine that, you know, they probably weren't in as much danger as the police thought they might be. But either way, if they really wanted to stay there, they could have made a stand and said, no, officer, thanks for offering us the ride out, but we really want to stand by this officer, so we're going to keep standing here no matter what happens. And if they, you know, if the officer continued to push the issue, they could pull out the video camera and record the officer that they support so much, oppressing their rights to support the officer that they support, if that makes any sense whatsoever. Thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate hearing from you tonight, man. Thanks for calling in. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Because when you do what the police want you to do, then you don't usually get into any real issue. I mean, unless they want to arrest you is the first thing they want. But if they want you to leave an area and you leave when they first ask you to leave, you're probably going to be all right. They're probably not going to put you in handcuffs in that incident.
Likely.
So the people who are out there protesting for the police are, of course, likely to do anything they're told by the police. So they'll not come across a cop who is going to manhandle them or treat them poorly because they're going to be doing what they were told.
But that doesn't mean that it's voluntary. Now, here's the thing, is that those protesters, when people do what the cops tell them to do, that doesn't mean that they're acting voluntarily. Many of those people do it because they are actually under duress, and they know that if they don't do what the cop says, then there will be consequences.
But does it feel like duress?
That's not voluntary.
Wait a minute, but does it feel like duress? It may be duress, but does it feel like duress if you're a cop supporter and the cops come around and tell you what to do?
I find that very odd. I'd like to know more about the situation because if they're...
Well, how would it feel? Think about it for a moment. I mean, if you're not...
I may change my side.
Okay, but right now you're not...
I hope it has a backside.
You're not Lauren anymore. You are somebody who totally worships the police state. You are a warmonger. Ooh. You love the military.
That's going to be really hard to imagine.
When you see the police, maybe you're one of those girls who, like, really gets turned on by a uniform. One of those girls.
Oh, la la.
Yeah. You know they're out there, right? Like, they're basically cop groupies.
Oh, my.
So here you are. You've got your pro-cop sign. And
I've heard they exist.
And one of your heroes pulls up and says,
oh, my God.
Ma'am, I'm going to have to ask you to get in my car so I can take you over to safety. This is a very dangerous place, ma'am. Now, come on.
Of course. I'll go anywhere you ask.
There you go. That's not, you're not under duress, are you? You've been completely, you've completely bought into their system, and you believe this is a hero who's come to your rescue. You wouldn't feel under duress in any way, shape,
like
or form.
Hercules.
Would you? Would you feel duress?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
I
agree with you. No,
right.
I wouldn't.
You would as Lauren, the objectivist girl,
Lauren.
Because you would want to stay right where you are, likely, and, you know, your own individual volition is important to you.
Can I be anti-cop again now,
yes,
ENC?
Absolutely. We'll come back and more here in a moment. No more filleting the police. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts coming up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is dial us up toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, Lauren is here with us from ObjectivistGirl.com. She's got a new article tonight she brought in to talk about, but, you know, we're just loaded up with calls, so whether we'll get to any of it is another question.
Just drop it on the Facebook page. That'll work.
That's what I'm going to do here in a little bit. ObjectivistGirl.com is where you can check it out. It's called Public Education is Child Abuse.
And there's going to be a Bitcoin party at Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida. Free Talk Live is going to be there, and you are invited.
There's going to be
lots of speakers. It's going to be folks from the MIT Bitcoin Project, Sean's Outpost, Bitcoin Not Bombs, the Chamber of Digital Commerce, Mycelium, you know, lots of different folks. Bitcoin Pioneer, Charlie Shrim is going to be there. I think it's going to be his little robot guy because I think he's on house arrest or something right now. Should be interesting. It's the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista in downtown Disney, Saturday, October the 4th to Monday, October the 6th. Tickets are just $60.
What?
Wait, hold on. So I get to go to Disney and there will be MIT guys there.
And Jeffrey Tucker.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I knew you were a fan.
For $60.
Well, Jeffrey and I are like bros. But the thing is that I don't think you know this, but I love nerds.
This will be the place for you.
Disney and nerds, I'm in. Let's go. Lauren will be there now. Objection Scroll will be there now.
Don't tease unless you're actually going to go.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Hotel rooms are $100.
You can't beat the price. I mean, $60 for a convention?
Indeed.
Wait, $100 a night?
$100 a night for hotels. Kids under 12 are free.
How many nights?
It's going to be three nights.
Three nights.
Funds mandatory. Come celebrate Magic Internet money at the Magic Kingdom.
So cool. What's the website?
Coinsinthekingdom.com.
Coinsinthekingdom.com. Presumably they'll take Bitcoin for the tickets, I imagine.
Oh, yes. Coinsinthekingdom.com.
MK is going.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my girl MK Lords is going.
She's cool.
So awesome.
She's very cool. And so, yeah, check that out. Coinsinthekingdom.com.
Yes.
All right. Toll-free number tonight. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Michael. We can hear you whispering. We've got Michael in Savannah. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Michael. You're on the air.
How are you doing? I just want to say I love you guys' show. Thank you very much for what you guys are doing.
You're welcome. Go ahead, Michael, with your thoughts.
I want to talk about a big issue right now. I'm pretty sure you guys all know about the Ferguson incident. You know, that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say that I cannot believe, I want to talk about how the aliens killed Michael Brown.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear this one. Go for it.
All right. Well, basically, you know, Michael Brown was formerly abducted by aliens.
Uh-huh. And you know this how?
I saw it.
All right.
Okay, tell me more.
All right, I saw it. You understand?
Yes.
And what basically happened.
But you got to script it out a little bit better than this. I mean, if you're going to call in with outlandish claims, ridiculous character.
It's good.
Listen.
Yes.
I saw it. It beamed them up. They probed them.
Probed him.
Did they see Scotty when they
did
it?
Hold on. Wait a minute. How did they? Okay. So how did they? How do you know they probed him? Did you witness that as well?
Because
they need
the reports. You don't understand about the reports.
Okay? Did they take you with them?
He wasn't bleeding out of anywhere except for his ass.
All right, thanks for the call, Michael. I appreciate hearing from you.
He was bleeding out of his what?
He was probed.
Something you're not supposed to really say on the radio, but you can kind of get away with it. Toll-free number is...
yin-yang.
I don't think anybody takes it seriously, I can tell you that.
No. Look, I mean, it would have been a better crank call. Okay, so let me just reset here for just a moment. We've had some really great character callers over the years. That one wasn't so great. But there have been some where you can ask them questions... and they will answer the questions, even though presumably they may not have been able to predict those questions in advance. But if your idea is to call the show with a certain pitch, with a certain concept for the call, and the concept here was Michael Brown was abducted by aliens and he saw it. At least that's what we got from the call. It follows that someone might ask you further questions about that. So, you know, it almost didn't even sound like he had that mapped out before the call because of the long pause between, you know, when he actually said that he'd seen it happen. That's how he knew that it had happened. And that was a great answer, that you had seen it. Like, there's no doubt that was a good answer. It just took too long to get to it. It didn't sound plausible. I mean, it wouldn't have sounded plausible anyway.
It is hair-raising to call a radio program for the first time.
And I know that.
You don't want to call after you're good at it because they'll recognize your voice. So I've got to say, I think he, you know,
it was
fine.
A good try.
He didn't need to be on for too long.
No.
That's fine.
It was a good try, but it wasn't scripted well enough.
Practice.
I do want to take a second to state that was making light of a very serious situation. I know
nothing wrong with that, right? I mean, there's some people who say there's a right time and a wrong time, but again, who determines what the time frame is? Like, when is it inappropriate to make a Robin Williams death joke? I mean, I haven't heard them yet, but I know they're out there.
Right now, while Objectivist Scroll is on the air, any time is an inappropriate time to make a Robin Williams
joke. Was that a
joke
right there, Mark? I'm all choked up.
Wow. Okay. Yes. Huge fan. Shaped my life.
He's awesome. I think he's the funniest man who ever lived.
Yeah, he was. He was. That's the thing is that I don't get.
What would Robin Williams say, though, about, you know, when is it an appropriate time to start joking about
somebody's death? Actually, he probably would have thought that was hilarious, thinking about it now. But anyway, the thing
is.
Is
it true that he had his member in his hand?
I know what's true or not.
I don't know either.
Okay, that is a joke.
Is it?
From World's Greatest Dad. That is a reference to his movie, World's Greatest Dad, where his son died of erotic asphyxiation, and he covered up for that.
Gotcha.
And so that is a reference to his movie.
Gotcha. I follow you. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Crichton in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live, Crichton.
I saw it too.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. All right. It's not really that funny the second time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But nice try.
The first time. I have a question.
Anyway, Crichton.
I was dying the first time.
The Coins in the Kingdom event.
Yes.
For $60.
Yes.
Does that get you inside the park?
I believe that it just gets you into whatever the conference is as far as Bitcoin goes. No, you have to buy your Magic Kingdom tickets separately, your hotel separately. This is just for the event.
I was going to say, that would be an outstanding deal just to get inside the park.
It's still an outstanding deal. I mean, $60 to go to a multi-day convention. They're not calling it a convention. What are they calling it? A Bitcoin fun?
Party.
Party? A Bitcoin party. But you know, to go to
ain't
a place,
no party like a Bitcoin party.
It sounds suspiciously like a convention.
Sure.
Happening at a hotel in, what is it, Lake Buena Vista or Disney World
Downtown
or whatever
Disney,
they call
yeah.
it. So, I mean, I put together a convention here in Keene, and I can't get away with charging less than $60. So that's amazing, an amazing price, because I don't know what that convention room costs, but I don't imagine it's very cheap.
Well, conventions sound boring, so maybe they're just going for less boring.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Party does sound a lot better.
The people they're inviting are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, MK and Jeffrey Tucker.
Go ahead, Crichton.
Yeah.
Earlier tonight, you had a caller that called in and was complaining about the loss of the fairness doctrine and the increase in media in our modern age. And I just wanted to comment that basically he was making the old argument that of the paradox of choice, that too many choices confuse the consumer, which, of course, we know is fiat. It has no actual support.
I'd like you to explain that when we return, if you can hang on, because it sounds plausible on its face. All those consumers, they're just so clueless. They don't know what they're doing. So give them two choices rather than 20. 855, 450, free. Sounds believable. Why is it wrong? We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world, attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money, access a vast library of books, and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help. Help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. 404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-4255. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Maybe enough time for your call if you're already on hold. If not, oh, just call us tomorrow. We do this thing 7 nights per week. We're live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there. You can help support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. And that's $5 a month, and it makes a big difference for us when you do it. So please sign up for an AMP program. You can do it for, again, as little as $5 with any major credit card or Visa or MasterCard right on our website. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, AMP-only forum, as well as the AMP-only Facebook group. Lots of perks there, but the big deal for us is that $5 because we can add it all together and get on more radio stations with it. Coming up, the Keenvention is on the way. In fact, Lauren was just announced today that you are going to be one of the panel hosts. So you're going to be putting together this year's ladies panel at Keenvention. Now, there's an argument, of course, to not have the ladies panel, to have a ladies panel is to acknowledge
it's pandering.
It's pandering, is to acknowledge that there's some sort of discrepancy between males and females in the liberty movement, and so therefore there's an argument to not have it. Obviously, you don't mind the idea of having it because you've signed on for hosting the panel. So it has not yet been announced who else will be on the panel with you. I imagine you are in the process of picking those ladies as we speak.
Yes, I actually am pretty sure I have one. I'm not going to announce who it is.
But I think we can talk a little bit about where you want to take the panel, because with Keenvention, I don't control, you know, even though I put the thing together, I don't micromanage the panels. I don't want to tell you what you should talk about. So the only thing I've specified is this is the ladies panel. And so you're going to decide what the topic is, and it's going to be intellectual property, right?
It is. I'm very excited.
So some of the smartest ladies in the Liberty Movement will be talking about one of the most controversial ideas.
Yeah, the thing is that there's really two major debates that go on in the Free State Project that I've been privy to. And one of them is anarchism versus minarchism, and the other is intellectual property. And so I chose intellectual property.
And you'll be able to get pretty deep into it because at Keenvention, the panel lengths are 75 minutes long. So It's not a short period of time. It's, you know, not quite an hour and a half, but it's, you know, long enough to really get a lot of thoughts in from the panelists and get a lot of questions in from the audience. And it went really, really well last year. So go and check it out at keenvention.info. And it's $60 gets you in for the entire weekend. There's going to be some neat stuff that's going to be going on, perhaps like a Friday night Halloween party, because it's actually happening October 31st through November 2nd. So Keenvention coincides directly with Halloween this year, so that should bring an extra fun factor to the event. And, yeah, bring your costume with you. I think it's going to be fun. Derek Jay's putting together a party as we speak, and so it's just going to be a blast. Go to keenvention.info to get signed up there. And you can also watch video footage from last year. We, in fact, caught all the panels and speeches, got it all on video. So if you missed out, you can go see exactly what it was like. All right, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We got Crichton on the line in Louisville. Now, Crichton, you were telling us there was a fallacy of some sort or some sort of economic mistake that was made by a caller earlier who was suggesting that having fewer choices is better for the consumer. He was giving, as an example, news channels, comparing the 60s, where there were maybe four or five, you know, three or four channels, to today, where there might be 20 or 40 or something like that. And you were going to answer that. Go ahead.
Yes, the paradox of choice is the theory that as the choices among a particular product increase, say like shampoo, the greater confusion that the consumer has, because the consumer doesn't have as much time to research those products. And so as the products increase, the difficulty of coming to a conclusion, a good decision, become more difficult. Well, we know that this is a falsehood because as choices increase, so does the consumer feedback. And a wonderful example of that in our modern world is the eBay reviews and feedback system. Like on eBay, your choice of your product isn't so much what you're looking to buy, but who you're looking to buy it from, because you probably already know what you're looking for. Your choice is really about who do you trust to buy it from? Who's going to give you one that's not broken? And you end up going and you looking at those eBay seller reviews to make an informed decision on whether or not the price that they're giving you is an honest value, or if it's a scam. And you have to make that decision with that information. Well, the eBay reviews makes that fairly easy. I mean, it's still possible to end up getting something that you didn't expect. But
Crichton, I don't know if that's the best example, at least, you know, coming from the perspective, I'm going to try to put myself in the shoes of the caller earlier, somebody who believes this idea that choices are bad or that fewer choices are better. You know, giving the example of eBay doesn't really work because, at least in the examples we were talking about, like if in a grocery store, for instance, you're looking at the deodorant aisle. I mean, there's a bunch of choices there, and the average person isn't going to know whether or not Speed Stick is a better brand than Old Spice or something like that. They're just going to know what they've heard from people and or what level of research they've put into it. Of course, the average person probably doesn't put that much research into the underarm deodorant.
Well, I can tell you without competition, you won't see more choices and innovation in the deodorant market. I think that it's safe to say that deodorants today are better than deodorants 100 years ago, but if there was only one government deodorant manufacturer, that deodorant would likely be the same deodorant from 100 years ago.
It's probably true. Crichton, any final thoughts?
There's no reason for it not to be. But here, let's change examples. Like the example of a radio show host, talk radio. Who do you
no competition
to
there.
yeah, there's the idea that the consumer is a listener. Well, what is the feedback that matters? Well, it's the ratings, of course, because the ratings determine how well you can advertise for a particular show. If a show is given out false information that's easily provable false, then people who listen to it will begin to distrust it. The ratings go down. The market corrects itself because that guy is not going to be on the radio anymore.
That's the best. I think that's the best point. And thank you, Crichton, for the call tonight. I appreciate the time for the explanation on that. That the market, even though there may be a lot of choice, that we wouldn't want it any other way, because the only other option is regulation of whatever that market is, whether it's television stations being only three or four, or it's, you know, dozens of radio stations versus two, or dozens of choices of deodorant versus three. As long as the market is in charge of making the decision as to what's the best, and the market's you and I making our individual choices about what we like, as long as that's what the regulatory structure is, then things will ultimately work out for the best. And that doesn't mean the best for the companies offering the deodorant. Some of those guys are going to go out of business because they just didn't smell right or didn't protect for as long as they said that it would protect or whatever. But having some central bureaucracy in there making the decision that, oh, we need this deodorant but not this deodorant, or this TV station but not this TV station, leads to disaster, and it leads to even more falsehoods being put on the air because those companies are protected by the government.
Yeah, the market is a very harsh mistress. I would say a lot harsher than the government, actually, because
yeah, it's sink or swim out there, for
it
sure.
It really is. I mean, I would much rather the market be regulating things than the government. Companies die so much faster. Don't even get started.
Let's go to Tommy.
Markets.
We're going to try to sneak a few more in here. Tommy, you're on Free Talk Live all the way from Scotland.
Scotland.
Yeah. Scotland, you can take a live, you can never take a Free Talk Live. How you doing?
Hey, Tommy. Thanks for being here tonight. We're really short on time, unfortunately, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I was just when you said the lovely objectionist girl, was it? How'd you say it?
Objectivist.
Have you heard of a school called Summer School based in Suffolk, England?
No. Can you tell me about it?
Summerhill School. If you can, you just type in Summerhill School.
Okay.
It's a wonderful school. It's been going on for 93 years. It started by a gentleman called A.S. Neil. It's now run, I think, by his daughter or granddaughter.
Uh-huh.
And it's an alternative, the original alternative free school. And it's an influential, we're just updating it from the site here, but it's where the children have a democracy. I was a wonderful gentleman introduced. For myself, I did terrible at school, and then applied to go to a university course, which was equality and discrimination. I mean, I explained my life to the professor, a wonderful gentleman, and he said, well, what you've been doing is, you've been creatively maladjusting all your life. You know, I didn't fit in at school. I hated the school system. I was always wanting to sit there and think and dream and do other things, you know?
Oh, yeah. It absolutely is.
Add me on Objectivist Girl and message me. I'd love to talk to you about this more.
Thanks, Tommy. I wish we had more time. I certainly want to hear more at some point in the future about the independence initiative out there in Scotland that is coming up. I believe it is Scotland, right?
Yeah.
Coming up next month.
Soon.
We'll come back with more tomorrow night. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Join Lauren at objectivistgirl.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.